from Golden Project, from Warsaw and Poland. Today we're going to entertain you by building and running some software on WebAssembly and on the Golem infrastructure. Can I have a quick show of hands in the room? I mean, we have two guests here. How many of you are either current or former software developers, like coders? Hey, this workshop is for you guys. Do you remember how you all started? Do you remember how you started coding? How you felt compelled and excited to touch the keyboard to write a computer program? I remember when I started, I was 8 by then, and I wanted to write a computer game on my 8-bit Commodore. So I picked 128. I picked a book on BASIC, and I just started writing simple if-then statements, and I ended up with like a text-based computer game, and it worked, and I felt the thrill for the first time. Years later, I picked up C language, which felt so professional to me, and I had to learn new syntax with the braces and curly brackets, and it was, it had a compiler, and I could like compile to .exe file. That was so exciting. And every time, years later, when I was speaking all the other languages I was learning, I felt the same thrill. I'm almost 40 now, and I started learning Rust language last year, and I again felt the same excitement with the new syntax and new toolsets, being able to build something that actually works. I'm saying all this because we hope to be able to replay some of this excitement with you guys here, playing with WebAssembly and Golem. So, WebAssembly. WebAssembly essentially is assembly language for the web. It's a clever what? But seriously, it is a programming platform, like the native programming platform for the web. That's how it's sold, how it's supposed to be. It comes with near native performance. It comes with a compact binary format to distribute your software. It can be compiled from any language, that's the concept of it. Today we're going to be showing Rust language, and it goes with one of the best supports for WebAssembly compilation, but you're able to compile from C, C++, from Go, and other languages as well. I mean, I even heard of a C# compiler for WebAssembly. It is portable, so multiple platforms. It comes with a sandboxing model, which is very similar to JavaScript. And funnily enough, it's also very similar to JavaScript in other aspects. I mean, just like JavaScript broke out of the web browsers, I mean, look what happened with Node.js. In the same way, WebAssembly doesn't need to be run in the browser. It can be run on like proper server-side backend manner. And this is what we are going to be demonstrating and playing with today on Golem. And a word on Golem itself. Golem is a concept of a distributed, decentralized marketplace for computing power. So essentially, you're able to share your computing power with others on your peer-to-peer network. What's important and convenient for us here is that since last release, it supports the WebAssembly running. We call it the GWASM model. And what's also convenient for us today is that Golem has a lightweight or sort of lightweight version, which is called Golem Unlimited, which is rid of the economy layer and is meant for the trusted environments, such as the one you'll be seeing here today. And it also supports the GWASM modules. So, that's what we're going to play with today, but before we begin, let's set ourselves in the mood. Can we just dim the lights a little bit, please? Okay. So imagine we are not in 2019. We are here in Osaka in 2077, and we are at war. We are the crypto resistance, defending the free world from the oppression of the corrupt, crooked corporate syndicates. To exchange the ideas we celebrate our annual secret conference of the society's greatest visionaries and thinkers. And through gathering of free minds and free wills such as this is an obvious threat to the syndicates. We've learned that our conference has been compromised and we are likely to become a target for attack. We expect long-range cruising missiles to be launched from the private islands in the Pacific Ocean, but we are not defenseless. Our wits, our technology are the ultimate defense. Join us today. Join the network, leverage the computing power, so that together we can outsmart the enemy and make a step towards a more balanced civilization. Who's with us today? Who's joining us today? Hey! Guys, you may want to grab your bandanas, the crypto-resistant bandanas. Those of you who want to join the workshop, like the hands-on coding workshop, you're welcome to join the network that we set up for you. We have prepared a safe training bootcamp environment. We have a local network. There's a Wi-Fi, there's LAN cables. LANs are going to be more stable than the Wi-Fi. Join the network, open the URL which is listed there, and it takes you to the landing page of the workshop. By the way, this landing page is also available online, like from the internet, so you're happy to repeat those exercises with all the materials in your own time. Those of you who want, we have pen drives here with all the content, all the binaries, so we want to grab this, maybe quicker to download, to install, to set up. So the plan for today is, we will set up the Golem Unlimited cluster. So we have a Golem hub prepared for you, and you will be able to connect to the hub so that you can participate in the distributed computation on WebAssembly. Those of you who don't want to take a coding session are happy to sit back and relax, but you can compile and sort of run the Golem provider part to join the network so that your PC is actually hosting the computation. Those of you who want to take part, please download the Docker image, and that contains the full development environment that is required for the session today. That session will be played by my colleague here on the screen, so you're happy to follow. Rule of thumb, if you are having trouble connecting, if you're having trouble running the exercises, just raise your hand quietly, someone from the staff will try to help you, okay? I think we're all set for the GU cluster. I have a colleague here who will take us through the process. Kupon-san, goes off.
I hope you guys don't mind if I sit down. I didn't really sleep last night. So I bet all of you have problems as well. So very briefly, as was shown on the screen, for those of you who are following us, we have prepared a website for you guys. It's defcon.golem.network, and you will find pretty much everything that we're going to cover today here.
Is there? Down there?
Sorry, yeah. So you're going to find everything we're going to talk about here in there today, right? That includes the tutorial. Now, the tutorial has got quite a bit of text, so you might not want to follow it now, but feel free to do this, like replay it yourself at home. Hopefully, you guys are going to have fun with it. Now, for today's session, I advise you to do the workshop cheat sheet. It's got copy and paste instructions, essentially, so if you ever get lost, just copy and paste, and you should be back on track. First things first, for those of you who are trying to join us, the instruction is in showing the tutorial, I think. Great. So, is it where's the GU stuff? Right. So, in the tutorial, so that section number one is going to go into the cluster. So, have you guys actually done it? Yeah. Have you tried doing it? No. Yes. right? Okay, so if you go to our webpage at devcon.bud.network and then /tutorial, please follow, so basically for your host, either Mac or Linux, get yourself the installation package and run it if you can. For those of you who have good tablets, but you can try, I'm not sure it's going to work, but for those of you who have Windows Surface, it actually might. Okay, does it make sense? Cool. So what's going to happen then? You should see like an icon in your tray. So I've got a map here, so you see on the screen. Sorry, I don't think it's making bigger. It should be in the top right corner, fudgy icon there, right? And then if you click configure, you want to connect with app.dolem. And give it, you can give it sandbox access, it doesn't really matter. We're not going to be running anything that here. Okay? And as you will be connecting here, we're going to see you guys here. And that's, if you go to hub, we have port number of 61622 and then /app/index.html, you should see the computer joining.
Could you make the font a bit bigger on this?
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Apple Plus?
It's an Apple Plus.
Yeah, Command.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so these are all the PCs and Macs. I'm actually, I don't see any Windows here. So Linux is the Macs who are connected to the cluster here locally. So this is everything running here on the local network. And we're going to use this cluster to actually upload applications later on. And it's very easy to set up. It's got the installers, as I mentioned, on the tutorial webpage. So you can actually, if you fancy, you can actually do it yourself later on as well. You can actually set up your own cluster to do some fancy stuff that we're going to mention later on.
What is probably also important is that the packages, the install packages that have been prepared, they do contain the WAS runtime. So they do contain the WebAssembly, so the backend, and we will run the WebAssembly modules that we will write, build and write on those nodes. So essentially what we'll be presenting is we'll present the running of our software or the software that we build on the distributed network somewhere on your PC. Yeah.
Anyone succeeded connecting?
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyone else? Hey. Do you see yourself up there?
Yeah, you're
refreshed. Yeah, I was trying to. It seems it doesn't.
Does anybody need help?
Yeah, I'm
talking to Docker.
No, I'm not Docker.
The provider?
Is it? Are you on the cable or Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Oh, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is playing. They got like 15 different networks here, and they all compete with each other. So.
Wi-Fi
is bad. So if you can drop a cable, just grab a cable.
Does anybody else need help with starting the tube provider?
I ran Docker load and I'm not saying so.
Yeah, okay guys. Docker load is for the Oh yeah, there is my Windows. Hey Barbara. Who's Barbara?
Who's the Windows guy?
Nah. Yeah, we actually didn't think it's going to work on Windows, so that's good.
Well, it hasn't worked yet, it just connected.
Oh yeah, come on.
How do we change our node name?
Oh, you can't. We messed with it, so that's I think the node name is actually what you have.
Sure, right?
Yeah, basically.
Cool.
I mean, you can try changing it now, but if you do it, you might break everything.
Thank you. Stop. Because I don't know which node you have to do.
Ah, okay. So you don't know your host name or something?
Oh, there you go.
No, but I can check your ID and follow the ID.
Okay, guys.
Right, so, I mean, the cluster is quite numerous here. There's enough of us to start practicing. Yeah? Okay, ready to do some building, ready to do some building. Or,
yeah. Right, guys. Okay, so, so if you go to cheat sheet, we're going to start with A1.
Larger, make it larger.
If I make it any larger,
I make bigger than that.
Oh, hang on. There we go. Right. So hopefully you guys got the Docker image pulled. I think you can get it off the USB track.
Yes.
So the comment for loading from the USB stick is like on the whiteboard.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Docker log minus E minus minus I.
Right, so I assume that you already got Docker. If you don't, please do it now. Now, we're going to create, I already did it, so I'm not going to go through those steps, but create like a dummy workspace. We're going to use it to actually map a folder on the Docker in your host. And we can actually grab the results if we don't have it. We actually pretty much don't have anything on the Docker except for the stuff that you need, so you can't really put it much there. It's a pain in the ass if you're actually going to compile it there, it actually takes a long time. Especially if you don't have Linux, you know, without the key, it's really pretty good. So, and then, you know, those are the two commands that you can do to map the host folder to the one in Docker. Okay? So please do that. Now I'm going to skip this because I've already done it. And instead, I'm going to very briefly show you what the API is for the GWAS. It's the GWAS runner, we call it the GWAS runner. It's basically our fancy name for an API. It's very simple, and you can actually write straightforward programs that basically conform to a MapReduce paradigm, essentially, to upload them on Golem. And it's not only Golem Unlimited, but also Golem itself. We're almost there integrating the GWAS runner with Golem, so you'll be able to actually run everything that you do here in the tutorial in Golem Network with virtually no change. So we're almost there. So the API is very simple, the three functions that we need to fill in, and that's it. We basically just split, exec and merge. Exec and merge is like MapReduce. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows this. So with split, you basically split the input domain into a set of tasks that you want to distribute over our network. Then map exec takes a task, does some computation on it, and then splits out the task result, and you get anything you want. And then merge collects all of them, and you get the final result. Okay, it's very simple. I'm pretty sure everybody's done it before. It's just that, you know, this is the simplest we can come up with. So let me show you how it works. I'm going to prove to you that it is actually simple. Now, please tell me that you can see this. Or is it too small?
Yeah. Anybody? It's bigger.
It's good.
It's better.
I can keep going. Is that okay? I mean, if I keep going, you can get to see it.
It's good.
Okay, cool. So if when you open Docker, you're going to land in the Hello GWAS runner tutorial app. By the way, a disclaimer, we're Rust fanatics, and we really encourage you to use Rust as a Don't think it's actually really cool. In my humble opinion, it's actually better than C++. I used to go a lot in C++, and this is so much easier.
The examples are mostly in Rust, but there is a C++ example as well for those of you.
Yeah, if you that's that word, thank you, right? So we've got Vim, Brainstorm for you, Docker, we even have Nano. Can you use it? I mean, I don't know, okay. So let's open it up. Now, I've got some stuff pre-prepared here. So this is basically the stuff that you need to have, and it doesn't change from a use case to use case, okay? So we have split, exec, and merge, as I said. Now I've got some unfinished. types here to make it more conformant to the presentation that I showed you. Now, we've also got the dispatcher run, and this is essentially the glue that makes everything work. The US monitor and Golem Unlimited Golem. I'm not going to go into details about what split context and ARC are, but if you have any questions about this, you can answer them afterwards. You can find more about this in the tutorial or in our GitHub. Right, so first of all, the problem we want to present to you, like very simple thing, is essentially speaking a bit simple thing, in fact. So we have an array of 100 integers, and we want to do a fancy sum on it. I mean, I know it's a stupid example, but you should move on and call it today. So basically, we're going to divide it into 10 subarrays, 10 integers each, and then we're going to send each chunk to one of your machines. You guys can do the sum for us. You guys are going to send us themselves back, and then we're going to put it back together. And it's great because it's so simple, we can actually do this one machine and put it right as well. So a sanity test, if you will. Okay? So an array of integers, 50 for bits, unsigned. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it seems the simplest to go. And the result for each task is going to be one number, right? Because after we sum it, it's just one number. So in split, let's first say, so that's going to be the size of the chunk, and we're going to make it 10. We have 100 integers, so a size chunk of 10, so we're going to send some arrays. It's perfect. Now, that's going to be the input array, so this is where we do the split. Now, if you have any questions about Rust, you can also ask. Hopefully, staff and the others will be able to help you out if you get lost here. So, I'm just going to create a vector of 100 integers assigned. The equal sign is basically an inclusive range in Rust. Output is going to be our tasks. So, that's going to be. Now, I know this looks awful, actually. We need the one element tuple. That's because of Rust. I mean, no, I know not everything is great in Rust, but you know, technicality. I think it's a small price to pay, but I mean, honestly, come on. It's not that bad. So now for chunk in array of chunks, and this is our size. Yeah, but look at this, right? I mean, there's so much simple in C++. You actually get chunks for free. So, and the task is going to be a task. And that's essentially magic, slice to a vector, right, from something that's been borrowed to code, and we're going to put it in our container here. Now, just to prove to you that it actually works, I'm going to print it out for you as well. As we compile it, it should be visible. And that sounds great. I'm not going to fill in exactly yet, but I need to put something there to compile and shout at me. I don't. I'm just going to spit out some junk. I want to show you first how split works. So let me quickly recompile that for you. Ignore the warnings. We're going to get rid of them as we go on. As I said, actually, it's not the dollar.
Sorry, what's the thing with this one element tuples? Why do you need them?
That's a very good question. Can we get to that afterwards? Because it's a bit of a technicality. I'll be happy to show it to you. Great. So we use Emscripten for Watson. We're going to be using one soon. But for the moment, we just have to bear with us. I mean, I know it's crap, but that's okay. That's the only thing we do to go for. Okay. So bear with us. We set up all the repos so that you can do it as easily as possible. But nonetheless, I'm not like to tell that this is a script. Okay, but it works. And we're going to get to Quasi soon. So it's going to land here. I got it right. So it is hello, Quasi. Okay, so GWAS runner, just to show you some more. My Docker hangs. Why does it hang? Yeah, hang on.
God.
Right, sorry about this.
If you don't love back trackles, you might as well be now.
So fractals, very clearly, are self-similar structures. They actually take quite a long time to render in if they're pretty big. So we thought, hey, that's a perfect example, like, for example, to show you here. And this is exactly what we're going to do. Now, in Docker, if you go into main, you can see that we have the dispatcher here as well. Now, if you go into the Mandelbrot module, you're going to see that there is merge, there is exec, and there is split. I'm not going to go into the code, it's just too long. But if you want, if you've got any question, I do advise you to do that, I recommend to do it for you. So just go ahead and in your spare time, go ahead and have a look. Now we're going to just run it here. So with minus E, now you guys are actually going to help us. So let's make it open. Let's make it big. Okay? Bit of a challenge, so I don't know, like 10,000 by 10,000 pixels, and make it, I don't know, like 40 subtasks. Okay, so stuff is happening. Go away.
Like teams to do it. It's too complicated to do it on your own in the one PC, okay? But I need to interrupt you guys because I just
was fun, right?
I just got the news. Well, it was fun for us, certainly.
What was happening? But that's still me.
That's still you, just disconnect. Why are you still here?
Because I'm cooler, come on.
Obviously. Yes. I just got the news from headquarters. We are under attack. Okay? The missiles are flying, they are on their way. But as I said, we are not without defense. We managed to deploy a mesh of sensors,
in the Pacific Ocean, in the water itself, which are capable of tracking high-velocity airborne objects. We are gathering data as we speak, and the headquarters are collecting data, and our analysts are preparing a predictive algorithm to actually detect the trajectories and the impact date and time of those projectiles. But we need your help, okay? We need your help to run the computation. Only, as I said, together we can track this, we can compute this, and we are literally right now waiting for the package with the data to arrive and be available. Who concerned? Are we ready?
Yeah.
It is there.
Yeah, I got it.
Can you actually run it?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Go
for it. You want to explain how we do it?
Well, but there isn't enough of you. There's too few of you. Only a few of you managed to connect. So we need to do something about it. And we decided to use our so-called decoy nodes. We have a number of undercover machines deployed on the syndicate's commercial belt. And we use them to feed misinformation to syndicate's analytics, for example, in Cambridge. And that was their only purpose until today. Today we're going to use them to save ourselves. We're going to use them to compute the trajectories of the missiles. But some of you may notice that they aren't trusted. Has anyone of you heard the term FHE, fully homomorphic encryption? For those of you who haven't, it is a concept that allows computing on encrypted data. So in a sense, we want to encrypt the data from the sensors, send them to the nodes, both trusted and untrusted, so your nodes will also be computing the encrypted data, to get the encrypted results and fetch them back and decrypt them on our side so that our computation is safe. So our analytics had prepared the prediction algorithm using FHE, and that's what we are going to be running today. Yeah.
Okay, so just to clarify this experimental, we're not making any claims that are actually safe. We found a very interesting paper and we implemented it. There is some debate whether it actually works. As in, like, if you break it easy or not. So, you know, sticks and stones, I guess, you know how it is, right? So, generating some points. Now, we're going to try it. So those are the points that came from the headquarters, right? Quite a bit of noise, and we're going to try and regress. So, very simple problem. But we're going to do it using fully homomorphic encryption. So, we're actually going to encrypt it, and then we're going to run it. So you're actually going to do stuff without knowing what you're going to do on your machines, because everything is just going to be junk for you, right? Like FHE, in this case, it doesn't explode in CPU time, but it explodes in memory. You know, you can't do everything, right? Full secrecy doesn't come without a cost. So, already got it. So let's actually run that on your machines. So this is an example app we call GU dot. It's in your web, just on your USB drives. You can play with it as well. So all the code is there. You can have a look. The fully homomorphic encryption library is called GMorph. It's on our GitHub account as well. So have a look, play with it. Again, use it in production. That's very important. Right. So why is everything coming from today? Right. So Ronald's gonna run it for us, and let's do it. So the back end is to you, and SAP tasks, let's say 40. Okay, the stuff is happening, it's browser, let's go. Okay, it's not crashing. Why? I'm on keyboard, what? It's actually more working. Okay, so we got the results back. You can see the fitted model here. So the run was actually doing a lot of stuff. It was actually encrypting the stuff, generating the keys randomly, then it was sending encrypted code junk to you guys. You you were doing computation.
And missiles are flying.
Hang on, right? And then it was coming back to us, and then we put the model, and then we're going to, you know, destroy the missile, we're going to all die. It's okay. So, we have it, so let's depart. Okay, now, copy it out. Fit it. G, now let's have a look. I'm doing my best.
Okay.
If you're all gonna die, it's because of me.
Yeah.
You can sue me later, right? So, right, so again, so those are the points that we had. Hey, this is where we go. Can you guys see this? I'm gonna zoom in a bit more. Yeah, so
what does it show us? I mean, it just regressed on all the points.
Yeah, so we have time here, and this is...
No, we're past the time.
Okay, so we are going to die, that's okay.
Just send it to the headquarters.
Yeah. But we might, right? So.
Just send it, because we have a live view. Send it.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't matter. We're dead anyway.
No, we're not yet. We're not dead yet. I mean, they are... They got the points now, yeah.
Okay.
Ah, there we go.
Shoot. What are you waiting for?
I will ask them. We did our part. And, hey! Thanks, guys. We managed to survive thanks to you. Right. So that's it. We managed to save the crypto resistance. We managed to save the free world. Thank you for that. Thank you for participating in our workshop. As I said, you can do all those things offline using the materials that we prepared. You have seen the setup of the Golem Unlimited cluster, which was fairly quick. I mean, most of you were new to it. You have seen software built and run on WebAssembly with Rust and on the Golem infrastructure. You've seen us running FHE, experimental, simple case, but it is actually working, and you can see yourself, on WebAssembly, again, and on Golem. You have managed to save the free world. You're off with the package of content, package of examples, where you're off with the Easter egg for you to pick up and try to crack. Go! Spread the word and bring the others. Let's meet at the Golem stand. A great demo. Thank you, guys.